Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Inability of the WHO to obtain virus samples to this date has deprived the scientific community of essential data. New data that emerges across the world on a daily basis points to the unreliability of the initial reports.
All right, so WHO not being funded by the U.S. any longer, at least temporarily. The president is done with the WHO. What does this mean for them? It means a lot of money and a lot of sway as far as what they're able to do. And part of the reason is the president says that the reason for halting the funding is we need to review it. And until that review is conducted, we cannot fund the WHO for their role in severely mismanaging and covering up the spread of the coronavirus. So some are on board, some aren't. Either way, the coronavirus certainly is still doing its damage, and then it's also a question of when are we back to business as usual? And I can tell you the answer to that is it's not business as usual, no matter where we go from here. Hey, everybody, not spread doom and gloom as we kick open the door to this version, this hour of America tonight. But one of the privileges that I get of doing this show is being on the air as things unfold. It's one of my biggest thrills of doing it. It's interesting. I've been offered morning shows. I've done morning shows, meaning early in the morning, what we call drive time, and other day parts I've been in. But I love the fact that so much happens. I mean, really, we are a 24/7 world. And so if we look at the number of confirmed cases in the United States, 612,380. The amount of deaths, 25,949. Recovered, though, it's important to remember we have those stories of the clapping first responders and frontline hospital workers when somebody who's been on a ventilator for too long survives because of their efforts. Woohoo! Yes, the random clapaholics. Important more than ever to get that applause. So recovered 48,036. Worldwide, 1,979,477. So think about that, almost at that 2 mil mark. The amount of deaths worldwide, 126,539. And we know we've been dealing with this, and other countries have been dealing with this for months. And there are some things that we know about this COVID-19, and there are other things that we also know that cannot be equally assessed. And that's part of the problem. And boy, have I never wanted to see, as fast as possible, a vaccine. We want that vaccine. We want to be sanitized. We want to feel safe. And I don't think we'll ever get that 100%, but nothing in life is 100%. So the public health experts are pushing and pulling in lots of different directions with this epidemic. But the one thing they do agree about is the absence of strict social distancing measures and what that will do and how that could roll things back. And then tracking down, quarantining anyone who could have been infected by any newly identified cases. There's going to be guidelines on how to reopen the economy. And the president has said this. He said at the beginning of the week, and he's downplaying the need to improve the availability of testing, but he's talking about reopening the country and that the fact that there would be guidelines. Anthony Fauci, who I say is the top doc, he's been in that position since the mid-80s, talks about the fact that there is no switch that you can flip. There is no way to say this is perfectly fine. You can hug and kiss and leave your house and go to the movies and do what you normally do. It's a question of hot spots. It's a question of varying degrees of the illness for people. There's just still so many unknowns. You know, every day there's another hopeful story and there's another chilling story. It's the, sadly, it's the yin and the yang of what the coronavirus has done to the world. What I love is that people are finding ways to reach out and touch each other. More families are obviously what we call hunkered down or staying at home, staying safe, playing games, having conversations, even if they're going stir crazy and have cabin fever, they're relating, they're connecting. And then connecting to the outside world, there is that technology thing. Whether it's phone calls or whether you're reaching out through the miracle of Zoom or Skype or whatever FaceTiming sort of technology is being used. And I've seen this in my life on my phone every day, massive amounts of messages, which is interesting because I've lived in a lot of places. I love doing this show because I've lived in every, I call it quadrant of the United States, not every state, but every quadrant. So, you know, from southeast to southwest to the flat out, just call it the south, the north, the northeast. And it's been my honor and privilege because I've gotten to know so many people. And pretty much almost anyone I can think of has reached out to me, from college friends who you lose touch with to different photographers I've worked with, etc. And you're probably having the same thing happen in your world. So bravo, that is the good thing. And when we roll through this, however we roll through this, boy, I hope that connection is still there for so many of us, that we don't go back to necessarily, I'll call it business as usual, that we've reopened some of those relationships that because of time and space and everything else, we have let slip away. All right, a couple of other quick things. You know, there's been just cut after cut after cut after cut, and of course the furloughs have to happen because these companies are drowning and everything's closed. For example, I talked the other day about Disney and their products and the furloughs at the parks and how many people were affected by that. And we're seeing this in all kinds of fields because of, again, the lack, especially in the hospitality field, the restaurant industry, the lack of customers and having to shut down for, you know, who knows long, how long. So you've got the Army, Navy, and Air Force, along with the Defense Health Agency. They started shedding patients and providers because that's something that they have to do. And in overseeing the health of U.S. military personnel and veterans, they're overhauling the health systems, and their biggest in 3 decades. They've had to do it. And the aim is to ship 15 million patients to private care providers and shut down clinics and hospitals and reduce the number of military doctors and nurses. They're forced to do that, about 18,000. Numbers, more of them next.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
In the middle of a crisis, now is the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity. In pursuing my dreams, I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
So let's go through some of the numbers. How about this? It's so interesting to see what people are doing in the middle of this pandemic, the things that they're doing to entertain themselves. I mean, and that's the lifeblood of the connection, etc. And I mentioned that while there are some horrible things around us, there are some uplifting moments too. And then there are others who are, again, finding ways to entertain themselves. So there's a survey that was done a couple of weeks ago on what were the top three things that people were doing during the stay at home, sheltering in place, social distancing beginnings of what we're living in now. And you know what number one was? You might be surprised by this. I was surprised by this. Number one is doing puzzles. Puzzles? Do you do puzzles? My grandmother used to do puzzles. I can remember that. She died when I was a little girl. I think I was 8. But I do remember she always had puzzles on the kitchen table, and she was always doing a puzzle, and I thought it was cool. And sometimes she would let me help her with them, although I was probably terrible at it at the time. But big puzzles, you know, lots and lots of pieces. So puzzling has become very, very big. Another thing that is very, very big is game playing. You're not surprised by that, because now, of course, there are young people making livings off of playing these games and competing, although some of that live competing has been shut down because you don't have people traveling to places and competing that way in certain rooms and that kind of stuff. And number three in the mix is streaming. So streaming movies, streaming television shows, streaming. You know, it'd be interesting if you could really accurately, because there's some vagueness, I think, to that, if you could really accurately know how much streaming is taking place. Netflix, people have to be watching that. Some of Disney, some of the other services, Apple TV, whatever it is, HBO, because there just has to be those moments where, whether it's a long weekend, whether it's, okay, we've cleaned the garage 20 times, where people just plop down, and even those that are not big tube watchers, to stream a little tube. And I think besides that would be on the list, Skype and FaceTime and Google Hangouts and video chats with whoever the friends are, because you're not seeing them face-to-face. You're not meeting them for dinner, for lunch, for, you know, whatever. And I think journaling and whatever you're grateful for, game playing, whether it's Scrabble or Monopoly or Pictionary or whatever it might be. I mean, it's interesting. If I asked everybody listening to the show to list five things that they could do if they had extra time because they really weren't going to drive anywhere, go to the movies, do some of the other things, go meet people for dinner, what would be on your list? And would it really be puzzling? Would you be putting together puzzles? I don't know. I'm just saying. There's the top three. Go figure. All right, stimulus checks. People want to know about the stimulus checks and when they're coming and who's gotten them and how do they track it and trace it and everything else in between. And so slow for some and faster for others. At the beginning of the week, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said that the Treasury is ahead of schedule in getting the money out and expects that more than 80 million, there's your number, will receive their stimulus money by Wednesday. So it's a coming. You may be getting one of those checks. And for however far it stretches, it's a little something, right? It's something to pay a bill, food, whatever it might be, keep the roof over the head, depending on, you know, your situation. So there are a lot of people waiting, and that's the good news, I guess, there. How about Amazon? Amazon is hiring an additional, well, so many other people are being furloughed, laid off, applying for unemployment, suddenly find themselves in food pantry lines that have exploded, meaning they're in their cars and they're getting food. Amazon is not done hiring. They're going to add another 100,000 workers to the batch. I mean, that's what they said they needed last month. So now they say, on top of that, they have another 75,000. So you heard my number, right? 75,000 full and part-time jobs that need to be filled. And the jobs include warehouse, shopper, delivery jobs across the U.S. An increase in minimum pay by $2 an hour through April. So they're saying they're offering more money. Mm. And so the yin and the yang, iconic businesses that closed because of the coronavirus. And, you know, with some of those iconic retailers are includes like Barnes and Noble, locations all over the place, because there is one of your bookstores, and books are bigger than ever. But ordering them online, I just had a book delivered, poof, overnight from Barnes and Noble, just like that, boom. But the locations where you would be there, and there would be people working there, where you would have people serving people, they have little restaurants, that kind of thing you don't have. So lots of Barnes and Nobles have been closed. And then there are, you know, stores like the Apple stores, and they closed March 14th. And we know they're based out of California, but they temporarily closed, like so many others, brick and mortar locations for the next 2 weeks, plus through April, and that's it. Then, you know, it could extend into May. They don't really know at this point. And then, you know, there's just more iconic industries affected, and we know, we've heard them, etc. And I was thinking of this because somebody was talking to me about it. There's a place that I love to go to when I used to go home. It's called Delisandro's. And to many of you listening, you'd be like, what's a Delisandro's? Put it down. Write it down. It is a cheesesteak place in Roxborough in Philadelphia. And they've been closed. And so how many cheesesteaks haven't... The people can still pick them up. But how many cheesesteaks have not been sold? They estimate thousands in the last couple of weeks, even though they've been able to sell some. It's a very, very good place. But, of course, you're not sitting down, you're not eating, you're not enjoying the ambiance of all of that. Disney, I mentioned, Disneyland, and closing, let's just take Anaheim. They've only closed unexpectedly three times in their 65-year history. Once was because of the assassination of JFK, once because of the 1994 earthquake, and again on September 11th. But now, because of the coronavirus, they don't know how long that's going to extend. They're saying even it could extend a little bit deeper into the summer months. And, of course, Disneyland and Walt Disney World, two different places, one in Anaheim, California, the other in Orlando. And Disney World is the largest single site employer in the United States. Did you know that? They employ over 70,000 people. I'm not kidding. Over 20 million visitors went to the Magic Kingdom in 2018. It is the most visited amusement park in the world. I can attest to that because the times that I've been visiting family and I've been to Orlando, it is crazy in that airport. Not now, it's not, but normally it would be. So 70,000 people, staggering. The largest employer in the United States. And, of course, any of the car companies, any of the motor companies are shutting down. They have shut down the plants. Ford Motor Company is a great example in Dearborn, Michigan. Michigan being hit hard by the coronavirus. And, you know, there was pressure from the United Auto Workers because they've got 56,000 hourly Ford employees in their ranks. And they initially were going to reopen production on April 6th, but they announced they wouldn't do that. And that plants in Mexico and the United States are still closed indefinitely. So it still is that question mark for everybody else as well. All right, stay with us. Coming up at the tail end of the show, I'm going to introduce you to my pal Clay Grubb, who was somebody who went through COVID-19. Wait till you hear his story. Stay with us.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump accuses the World Health Organization of fueling the coronavirus pandemic by failing to sound an alarm quickly enough and being too friendly to China. For that, he says he's cutting off U.S. funding.
While a review is conducted to assess the World
Health Organization's role in severely mismanaging and covering up the spread of the coronavirus.
The president also said, though he's in charge, governors do have a role in deciding when to lift states' orders.
We have beautiful pieces, beautiful states with capable governors. They know when it's time to open, and we don't want to put pressure on anybody. I'm not going to put any pressure on any governor to open.
But he did say he would come down hard on any state that doesn't adhere to strict state guidelines. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Can't wait to introduce you to this next gentleman. He is in Alaska. His name is Bert Adams, and he's written a book called This is Yakutat. And I know you're thinking, what is Yakutat? Wait till you find out. And you're going to, well, I'm just going to tell you right now, this is a place that you're going to want to visit once everything is lifted. Put this on your list. So, Bert, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
So tell me about the book and why you wrote the book and Yakutat. What is Yakutat?
Yakutat, the name of the book is Yakutat. Yakutat is, you know, the real name for Yakutat. And, you know, it got translated over to from Yakutat to Yakutat because it was difficult for people to pronounce, you know. So it means a place where canoes rest. So that's what Yakutat means.
And it's a place, and you've written about that in the book. So that was the other part of the question, of course, and you were going into it. Tell us what it is and why you wrote the book.
Okay. The book is a collection of short stories. And by the way, the stories are illustrated with my own watercolor paintings. I wrote this book, you know, many, many years ago when I was still in college. And then when I took a creative writing class, one of my classes, my instructor took pretty interested in my work. And so she helped me to create a short story with all of the elements that is required for it. And so I spent a whole semester writing one story after another until I came out with about 12, maybe 13 or 14 or 15. I can't remember. But anyhow, and when I left for the semester, I never went back. I never made any effort to try to do any more writing. Also, I felt like I needed to, but you know, the motivation just really wasn't there. So there, the story, you know, sat in the suitcase for a long time. Then when I moved back to my permanent home, I had them put in a drawer. And once in a while, I'd look at them, you know, and I'd ask myself, you know, wow, you know, did I say that? And and so 20 years after, you know, my after I left college, my instructor had retired, and she came to Sheldon Jackson College, where that's where I went, in Sitka. And she was there for a reunion, and she called me up one day, and she wanted to know how I was doing with my writing, and I said I haven't been doing very much with them, and so she said, you know, I want to come up and visit you if that's okay. So I said, fine. And she came up and she spent 2 days. She took one day and she read all of the stories. And then she sat me down and says, why are you keeping these, you know, away from being published? Because people should read this. You talk about young people. You talk about older people. You talk about the environment. And, you know, it's beautiful. And, you know, people deserve to read about your country. So I went back to try to polish them off and to find a market for them. And I started sending them out, you know, and I got rejection slips, you know, that were probably got thicker than the manuscript itself, you know.
Right, I gotcha, yeah. Wow. And you know, and then you finally got to it. So you finally put them together, and you mentioned this, the watercolor paintings are beautiful. You are so talented. And in the book for people listening, as you talk about these short stories, you talk about the geography of that area, the history, the culture, the value of, you know, the values of the people in this small village. How big is the area where you live?
We only have about 600 people in the community itself, but land-wise, we're settled in between two mountains, and the two mountains are about 200 miles away from each other, and then there's the mountains in between that are about 11 miles from the ocean. So the land that lies between these mountains and the ocean is called Yakutat. And that's what I write about. I write about these various places in that area, the rivers, you know, and small villages and so forth that the Tlingit people have lived in. And I write about fishing and hunting, you know, and about the lifestyle of the Tlingit people, and I think the real important part of it is the issue of having the Tlingit people having been brought up, you know, as subsistence users, in other words, living off of the land, and when Western culture came into the area, you know, they were required to go to school and to learn Christianity, and this, in many ways, you know, began to change the culture of the people until the elders decided that, you know, this is enough. We're going to start teaching our children, you know, the language and the history and culture. So way back in the 1950s, they began to do that, and I became a part of that group. And I've I never regretted it right up to this day. And it inspired me to learn more and more about my history and culture. And so that's why I wrote the book, is to get people to learn more about a small native village in southeast Alaska that has, a lifestyle that is probably no different than any culture in any part of the world. But we experience the same things, but we manage to accept the Western way of living, but we still remain to be Tlingit people, because we held on to language and culture and so forth.
Yeah, which is tremendous. And again, this is Yakutat, and you can learn more about what we're talking about, obviously, by getting that book on Amazon. And you talk about, the village and this culture and the rich Native American history. And you mentioned something to me that I thought was so fascinating. It goes all the way back like 400 years, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Actually, Yakutat is more than about 1,000 years old.
Wow.
But the village that I told you about, where my clan comes from, that is about 400 years old. And it's a little, there's a little village called Gusaic on a river called the Aquay River. And I grew up on the Aquay River, and I learned from my grandmother about this village. And she challenged me and my family to try to find them because there are 7 tribal houses on that along that bank there. And she said that one of them was ours, and that I needed to find, these houses and record them and to get them documented. So we've been doing that over the many years, the last 15 or 17 years now. And we visit that area every year, and every time we go down there, we find something new. So,
wow.
That village is really special to me.
Oh, I bet. What do you hope the listeners take away from our conversation and picking up your book? Especially now, people are looking for history, going back in different cultures and connecting with people. What do you hope that they take away?
I hope that they can take away that the Native Americans have a lot to offer. Even though we had to learn Christianity and had to get educated, we still managed to keep our history and culture intact, and that we do have values that we can share with other people. And we believed in living what is called the natural law. And so, that had to be brought back to us, and it had to be brought back to me. And it made me such a different person when I learned, that the uncles of children, the boy, young boys, were given the young boys at about 8 or 9 years old, and they were the ones who taught them history, culture, and also took them hunting and fishing and showed them how to live in accordance with the natural law. To me, I think that's one of the important things that I would like people to realize.
Yeah, and what that means, absolutely. And I can tell you this, and especially looking at your beautiful paintings, especially the cover of the book is amazing. It just draws you in. I've got that on my bucket list. I want to come up there and have you show me around. Bert Adams, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, I appreciate it.
Of a crisis. crisis, now is the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity. In pursuing my dreams, I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Unlikely story of football purpose and following an amazing God. He has an amazing story. Ben, thanks so much for taking the time to spend some of it with us.
Hey, thanks so much. It's so good to be with you. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. You know, you're in one of the areas of the country where all of this COVID-19 started. You're the special assistant to Coach Pete Carroll for the Seattle Seahawks. You've been for the past 8 years. We'll talk about some other things related to what I said about your book, but what has this been like for you in the Northwest?
Man, we've been shut down for about a month now, so we're deep into this quarantine, and it's been pretty jarring. Life is kind of on a standstill like it is for the rest of the country. It's just crazy.
Yeah. And so football-wise, is it, everybody's just saying, okay, we'll deal with it when we come to it?
Yeah, well, everyone's gone remote, and the draft is still 3 weeks away. So
yeah,
there's a lot of prep going into that, and moving along in terms of football stuff. It
right.
is a nice distraction from the craziness, but yeah, we're kind of on little islands here doing things remotely.
I like that, of doing things remotely. And obviously you would be one of those ears, right? You would be kind of a obviously with your role with Seattle involved in the draft, right?
A little bit. I mean, we have some experts, the personnel guys, they're very involved, and they're the ones that make all the decisions. I'm kind of an innocent bystander on all that.
I like that. Innocent bystander is good. So I have to tell you, Pete Carroll's a great guy. I've interviewed him a handful of times, and obviously you know him up close and personal, and you played for USC. Tell me about that relationship.
Oh, man, Coach Carroll, he's one of a kind, and the great thing about him is that he's so consistent and so genuine. The person that you see on TV is who he is in real life, and he's got this weird kind of Benjamin Button thing going on where he gets younger by the year, and his energy continues to skyrocket, and I mean, it's unbelievable. He's one of a kind.
So your book tells it, you know, it's your whole story about being a walk-on. Take us back to 2006 when that happened for you. And, you know, we're talking about the Trojans. What happened and what was that like when you made the team?
Yeah, so I was a student newspaper reporter, a journalist, just covering the football team for the school newspaper for 3 years. And it was the glory years of USC football. I mean, they had won almost every game for three straight years and got within 19 seconds of beating Texas in that Rose Bowl to win their third straight national championship. And I was covering the team and was doing a story on walk-ons and then started to do a story on the tryout process for the team. They just do an open casting call for any student at USC who wants to try out for the team. And I started interviewing some guys that are going to go through that tryout, and it hits me, well, why don't I go through the tryout myself, get a first-person perspective, really bring people on the inside, and do something unique and different. Here's a student newspaper reporter who, I mean, I hadn't played football since fifth grade, and I was a skinny little guy, and I was going to go through the walk-on tryout just to write an article. And so I go through the tryout that day and got my butt kicked, but I got home that night and had a gold mine for an article. I mean, I couldn't have imagined a better story for the school newspaper, and wrote that story and was going to put the finishing touches on it the next morning. And I got a phone call early in the morning and told me that I had made the football team. And it was the most shocking thing in the world because, I mean, I had gone through the tryout as a newspaper reporter who hadn't played football in 10 years. And this was the number one team in the country. So there all of a sudden I was a wide receiver on the USC Trojans football team. It was the most startling thing you could have ever imagined.
Wow. So you go from that, and then you end up with Seattle. How'd you make that bridge?
Well, I mean, when I got that news, I figured it had to be a prank. I mean, there's no way it's real because, I mean, there's just no way. This is the craziest. Like, if someone walked in and just handed you $1 million, it's like, okay, what's the joke here? There's no way. And I was a senior in college, so I had to enroll in school again. It was legit. I ran into the football building, and there was Coach Carroll, and asked him if this was a prank or not, because, I mean, he's a jokester and a kid at heart, so I figured, I mean, what better butt end of a prank than me? So it was legit, and all of a sudden I was getting my helmet and my pads, and I didn't know which one was front and back on the pads, and my playbook, I had no idea how to read that, and it was way more complex than playing video games with playbook on there. I was a fish out of water, and somehow made it, and overcame a shoulder injury, and made it through that whole season. A student campaign, Get Ben In, they wanted to see that the average Joe student get into a game, and it was a success by the last game of the year. We played Notre Dame and up 20 points, and they put me in the game. And it was an amazing experience. And the book kind of details all of that and then some. And then I started working for Coach Carroll there at USC for the next 3 years. And he took the job with the Seahawks in 2010 and asked me to move up to Seattle to work for him up there too. So it's been an amazing journey, 13 years now, working alongside Coach Carroll, and just so fortunate. Just so many amazing things have gone on in that journey.
Boy, no kidding. And in between, we have a couple minutes left, but you're a speaker. You talk about God, obviously, faith playing such a big role in your life, and you talk about that when you speak, et cetera. And now this is all going to also be made into a movie. What does that feel like?
It's very surreal. It's still a long way away from happening, but Travis Mann, the producer, he was a producer on I Can Only Imagine movie that came out 2 years ago, and he's been doing an incredible job putting a team together to make this happen, and it's an extremely surreal chain of events, and I mean, people always joke, who would play yourself in a movie, and now we've actually got to deal with that, so it's just a crazy set of circumstances, and I'm excited for more people to hear the story and be inspired and encouraged that they do have a purpose, no matter where they're at, no matter what their background is, that they have an amazing purpose.
Yeah, last one. I mean, God plays a central role in your life, and you've had to defend that a couple of times, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, I think anyone who lives out their faith, they face challenges and persecution in various ways. And but when it's the most important thing in your life, it's a joy and an honor. And there's no greater thing to defend. So, yeah, it's the best way to live.
All right, Ben Malcolmson, great story, great stuff. We can't wait to see what happens with the movie. Like you said, it's a ways away, but I bet it happens for sure. Walk on from Pee Wee Dropout to the NFL sidelines, my unlikely story of football, purpose, and following an amazing God. Good luck with the draft for Seattle. We'll see what happens. Stay safe, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Kate. Blessings to you.
Thank you. You too. So what a story. And if you want to know more about Ben, boy, it's easy to find Ben. You can go to benmalcolmson.com. And he told you the story about the walk-on, being a walk-on, his relationship with Pete Carroll, then what that led to when Carroll went to the NFL, and what a wild ride really that has been. And his story has caught fire many years ago, it actually did. And then recently a lot of people were talking about it as well. And so it'll do well, I'm sure, on, you know, it's a feel-good story. It'll do well on the big screen. And he's, like I think I said, or if I didn't, he's kind of the new Rudy, if you will. The fact that team, the way it was back in 2006, and for him to get that shot and to go into that game with that big lead they had still is what a phenomenal experience that is. All right, coming up, we have so much more to get to, including you, and, oh, yeah, those two guys in the back. We got a ton of mail, so much of it centered around, of course, the coronavirus. What am I hearing? What do you know? Where can you get hand sanitizer? What's happening with toilet paper? What's happening with the curve? Are we flattening the curve at all? What are some of the things that are being done out there? And also, what does it look like as far as crushing this pandemic, and when will we come out of it? I wish I had a crystal ball, but guess what? Somebody who does look into the future and does it at the top level of her game is Char Margolese. She's got a new book out called The Universe is Calling You, and can you believe it? She's here with us next on the show.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
In the middle of a crisis, now's the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity and pursuing my dreams. I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.